The second story is, be ready for pain if you want to have the tattoo. That pain. He will attend to it again and again and again. He emphasized three times, this is the third time, remember, in this story of the Prophet, he said, pain is good. When you realize your shortcoming, of course it's painful. But that's the motivation. So hang on to it. Let's talk about pain. Dard. And dard is a special kind of pain in Persian language, because it doesn't, pain normally is physical. But in our language, pain is not only physical, it's physical, mental, and poetical. Because when you look at a computer which is not working properly, in our language we say, what's the pain of this? Means what the problem of this? It's all that. Here he will talk about that pain, which is the pain of firaq. Remember at the beginning he said, I want your chest to be torn apart from this pain, then I could tell you this story. Here he's explaining that pain, and only Prophet could explain it to a believer. Look at the story he based. He brought a Sahabi, one of the closest friend to the Prophet, to be sick, to be at home, and Prophet will explain it. Here, suddenly, we have only two paragraphs left of this story. The one we are in is the longest, because the subject was conclusion. Here, Prophet talks. Nothing happens. In this talking, he talks about ranj, dard, zakhm. These are different words for pain, for suffering, for sorrow, all of that. He's explaining it, yes.
Until mothers are overcome...
One before that.
Pain will arise from such looking within, and the pain will bring him out from the veil. Until mothers are overtaken by the pains of childbirth, the child finds no way to be born.
As simple as that. So you want your child to be born. Do you remember what child we were talking about? The one that says sweet. Remember? The one that if that one doesn't cry, nothing will happen. Because he's listening to that little baby in you. And deliverance has pain. Because pain is the force of that delivery. Yes?
This trust is in the heart, and the heart is pregnant.
You missed one.
Until mothers are overtaken by the pains of childbirth, the child finds no way to be born. This trust is in the heart, and the heart is pregnant. These counsels are like the midwife.
Means that this teacher who is talking here doesn't bring the idea from his mind. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure that he's mentioning that. I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about something trusted in you that needs to come out. You have to give birth to the new one. And guess what? All the speech I'm giving to you, this is just like a midwife. I'm acting as a midwife to let you understand that the pain is good. You have to go through the pain to deliver the baby trusted in you. You see how he uses the word trust? Because the heart is trusted in. Heart is not mine. It's in here. It's the house of God. Even intelligence cannot go in it. It's here. And that baby I should deliver, I should go through the pain happily. Yes.
The midwife may say that the woman has no pain. Pain is necessary. Pain is a way for the child. He that is without pain is a brigand, because to be without pain is to say, I am God.
The only one who has no pain is God. Do you want to be like God? To have no pain? Yes?
To say that I, out of the time, is a curse. To say that I, at the time, is a mercy.
You know what is this I? No. This I is the translation of one word. Rumi is using the Arabic word, not the Persian. Ana. Ana. Because of one famous sentence of Mansur al-Hallaj, who said, Ana al-Haq. He said, this Ana, there is a me, I, a capital I at the beginning of that sentence. He said, I am Haq. He said, this I could be that holy I he used and could be a filthy stuff that a normal fellow would start to be arrogant and say, I. So there is time for this I. Yeah.
The I of Mansur certainly became a mercy. The I of Pharaoh became a curse.
You see, both are saying, I am it. One is the Pharaoh. What is Mansur? What is the difference? The situation. You know when Mansur Hallaj said Ana al-Haq? Do you know the story of Hallaj? The story is very simple. This is a guy and it's real. It happened really. The guy is a mufti, is a qadi, is the judge, is the holy fellow, is Ayatollah, whatever. For years he lives. Then he's old. He's around 60 years old. Once he will say, Ana al-Haq. They will get him. They'll put him in jail. For 15 years, they try to convince him that, listen, we told everybody that you said, Ana ma' al-Haq. I'm with God. And he said, no, I didn't say that. I said, I'm Haq. Because there is no difference. There is no me. Haq is here. Period. When he is 75, they bring him out, crucify him, skin him alive. He doesn't take his word back. Say, that's what I said. And he will die for that. He will compare this, a 75-year-old fellow that he doesn't take back what he said, and say, look at this and look at the Pharaoh. Both to the normal fellow look arrogant. But this is the holy fellow. This is why is he saying this? What's the use of understanding this for you? You forgot that I squeezed the story, all of it, in one simple stuff to be noticed. What was the simple stuff? The story here, the prophet is teaching the prayer and the attitude. This is the saying of the prophet, right? Then Rumi brought in these two. One is Pharaoh, one is Hallaj, and he will say, this one is bad, this one is good. You see the difference between this? Pharaoh is the ego. Means, He's saying I'm God because of the power and the wealth and all that stuff. He was mentioning it before. But Mansur is just saying it for love. So you should understand that. We'll play with both of this because these are yin and yang of me. When I say Pharaoh, I know normally you think about Egypt. Sometimes I do when I think about my trip to Egypt. But when I say Pharaoh, I mean me. Because in our language we understand arrogance. The word for arrogance is Pharaoh. It comes from a tafaron. So when I say Pharaoh, I talk about my own tafaron, the arrogance in us. There is an arrogance in us, and there is a powerful spirit in us. Both of these could come to a conclusion. But this is always right, and this is always wrong. Arriving to a conclusion between this and that. Yes?
Consequently, it is incumbent to behead every untimely bird in order to give notice.
You know that they did it, or you don't. Because normally, I think you don't understand this because you have no experience of this. Could you translate what you read just for me? No. Let me take you back to the time of Rumi, before Rumi, up to time of my childhood. For you, it's different. In my childhood, what is the alarm clock? There is no alarm clock. There is a khurus. Yeah. There is this little rooster. That's it. Early in the morning, everybody wakes up with a rooster because rooster is the alarm clock. Sometimes the rooster goes crazy. Okay? For you to understand it, I said, imagine that your alarm clock will start to go on at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2. What will you do? Dang! You break it. In time of Rumi, they'll cut the head of the rooster. Because it's a meat, they eat it, they have a party, and they don't have that nasty alarm clock to wake you up in a wrong time. Okay? Did you got the story? Now, what is the rooster? Thought. Because here he's not rooster. He uses the general word for all birds. A bird, morb, or thoughts, right? So there is time for all thoughts. If you have this thought of, I am close to God, if you are Mansur, good for you. If you are Pharaoh, shame on you. For all of these meanings, there is time. If there are some thoughts in you which are not supposed to be yours, you should cut it off now. If there are thoughts to be waited for the future. That's why he talked about this time, untimely bird that sings. And the explanation, yes.
What is beheading? Killing the fleshly soul in the holy war and renouncing heat. Just as you would extract...
renouncing heat? First verse. What is cutting off the head is killing the ego, not killing the fleshy soul. That's nafs. That fleshy soul is nafs. Okay? So, cutting the head off of that rooster is killing the nafs. How? In jihad and quitting the nafs. Twice nafs is there. Of course, the second one, they've been tafs and they talk about the heat, which should be attacked and things like that. I don't go into the details.